The first man to walk the entire length of the Appalachian Trail, that's more than 2,000 miles, has done it again. Earl Schaefer wanted to make an anniversary hike on the trail to celebrate his feat of 50 years ago. He's done it. He's walked from Georgia to Maine. He's in Baxter State Park and on the telephone. Mr. Schaefer, how are you doing?
I don't feel a whole lot different from when I started, except I'm pretty tired.
It took you 173 days.
Right.
To make the hike this time. How many miles a day would you make?
I did manage to average 12. My first trip is 17.
Mr. Schaefer, how old are you now?
79, and I'll be 80 in just about 2 weeks from now.
Well, didn't you have some, and didn't your family have some reservations about you doing this at your age?
Well, they have become accustomed to it. My oldest brother, when asked to describe me, he said, it only takes one word, stubborn.
I wanted to ask you about your kit. I understand that you're not exactly carrying or wearing all the latest things in Gore-Tex and Polar-Tec and whatnot.
I'm carrying approximately the same thing as I carried in 1948.
That would be a military rucksack.
Yeah, a mountain troop rucksack from World War II. I have one pan that I carry. I have no cook kit. I believe in traveling light. And put up with a little bit of discomfort for the sake of less weight in the pack.
So you just have a bedroll and a tarpaulin and your pith helmet and your boots?
Yeah, and the food.
I noticed that you have three of my favorite foods on your menu, Fig Newtons, peanut butter, and bagels.
How true.
Let me take you back to your first voyage on the trail.
Yeah.
Why did you go?
Because I had been in the Army for 4.5 years, some real rough duty out in the Pacific, near starvation and isolation and hard work and so forth, and no furlough in all that time. And by the time the war was over and I got back, I was in a frame of mind that it was not very good, and I just couldn't quite get back to civilian life. And then when I saw this article about the trail, I thought, well, it'll either make me better or make me worse, one or the other. And fortunately, it made me better. And, of course, I had always wanted to do the trail. My buddy that I intended to do it with was killed on Iwo Jima. And I finally decided to do it anyway.
Thinking back on this trip, the one you just took, I wonder if there was any day or any moment where you just sort of fetched up on the trail and looked around and saw something that you were glad to see.
I was down in the southern mountains in Tennessee, I guess. An eagle came up from behind me. Within less than 100 feet, it must not have seen me. It came up over the edge of the mountain, riding the wind, I guess. They love to do that. And this eagle passed less than 100 feet from me, and its big eye staring at me, and just as it got right next to me, it let out a shrill scream and then plunged down back of the mountain in the opposite direction. And that had to stand out as one of the most striking things that happened on the trail.
Mr. Schaefer, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
Earl Schaefer, he has walked the entire Appalachian Trail at the age of 79, arriving at Baxter State Park in Maine last night.